Okay, so we are in the middle of the sugya of Zmani Kriya Shema. We, a couple days ago, developed the mahalach, the first mahalach in the sugya, that the geder of B'shach B'chav Kumecha is Yom V'Layla. Right, the first approach is that B'shach B'chav Kumecha is just synonymous with Yom and Layla, basically aligning the Zmani Kriya Shema with the Zmani B'chol Torah Kula of Yom and Layla. We're now in the middle of the second mahalach, which defines B'shach B'chav Kumecha much more literally, right? What's the more, Yisrael David, what's the more literal interpretation of B'shach B'chav Kumecha? Literally, Zman Kima and Zman Shechiva. Literally, the time that you go to sleep, and literally the time that you wake up. So we developed yesterday, through several Makoros, that the Yisod, while the Yisod of Yom V'Layla is the idea of what? Consistency. Every day, right? Every day and every night to do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema on a consistent basis, day in and day out, as the phrase goes. But according to this second mahalach, that this is unique zman of Zman Shechiva, Zman Kima, a zman that you don't find in any other case. We're saying it's like a unique din in Kriya Shema that the zman in Kriya Shema highlight that what's the role of Kriya Shema? Exactly, bookend your day to make sure that everything that you do during your day is bookended, is framed by the Zmani Kriya Shema. So we developed the number of Makoros which highlighted this role of Kriya Shema as the bookends, the Samach Lamita idea. And we started yesterday, towards the end of yesterday's year, and continued today, looking at Makoros which established that the Koveya for Zman Kriya Shema is Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, and not Yom and Laila. So they started yesterday. It all comes back to the Gemara in Ches Amid Beis. So let's quickly re-read again. We're in the middle of looking at Rishonim, who are commenting B'das HaRashbi, right? The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So we're going to see more Rishonim who are explaining B'das the Rashbi, and then getting to the next day of the Gemara here of the Rashbi, the Shem Rabbi Kiva, and the Rishonim there too. So let's just reread the Gemara about the Rashbi, and we'll take it from there. Alicia, do you mind? So Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer.
Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer. Pa'am sha'adam korei kriya shema shreifa amin balayla. Achas, kodim she'alam ad ha-shachar, achas ta'achas she'alam amud ha-shachar. Yotzi behen yidei chovaso, achas shel yom ve'achas shel layla.
Oh, so what did that basically say? So you were reciting kriya shema once before alos, once after alos, and both of them are considered balayla, but yet, right, you are mekayim both Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, which makes sense because it's Laila, but also Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. I think Gemara is going to challenge that. Right. Basic question is how, if the time between Alos and Hanetz is considered halachic, right, Laila, so then how can you be Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis? What's the Gemara answer?
Lo, lo'olam lailahu, v'ha dekari le'yom de'ika inshi, dekaimi v'ha'hi sha'asa.
So what does that mean? Bepash, what does that mean? According to Rashi and Tosfos, that really is considered halachic
night
time. But yet, you can be Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Why?
There's still some people sleeping.
Exactly, because there are people getting up. So therefore, although it's halachic Laila, right, it's still Zman Kima, it's still Uvkumecha, right? So again, both Rashi and Tosos, right, highlight this idea that even though it's halachic Laila, you can still be Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis because you're still Mekayim, the Pasuk of Uvkumecha, again, highlighting at least for the Rashbi that the Koveya is not Yom and Laila, but it's rather Shach B'chav Kumecha in the more literal sense. So while Rashi and Tosos interpreted the line, right, lo la'olam lailahu, seemingly as saying that really it's halachic nighttime, and therefore, the chiddush of the ik inchi the kaim vahushaita is that the koveya is uvkumecha. Other rishonim are not necessarily going to read the same way. Again, right, which rishon, Gabriel has a different interpretation of the line la'olam lailahu, the Rashba. So everyone can please open up the Rashba, very, very important. The Rashba is going to have a unique take on that line. And again, in part bothered by, because generally, B'chol Torah Kula, right, Gabriel, what do we consider the time in between Alos and Hanetz? It's daytime. So the Rashba is bothered by, how can the Gemara even call it Laila? Really, it's Yom B'chol Torah Kula. So the Rashba, again, after the questions, If you see Ella Nir Lafarish, Gabriel, do you have it or no? You may have a Rashba. Oh, so then you see Ella Nir Lafarish again after rejecting the interpretation that La'olam Laila, who means that it's actually nighttime, he's going to has a different shot. Oh. So even the Laila line is really in Kriya Shema. About to say what?
Oh.
So he's saying, so in this line where he says La'olam Leilahu, that's saying La'inyan Kriyat Shema, or La'inyan B'shach V'chav Kumecha, it's still considered Zman Shchiva, because most people are still sleeping at that point. But yet,
the Ella had enough to play the Kriya, the Yom, you should make the Ktas Inchi, the Kaimi Me'ahi Shaita, the Lav Derek Mikra, Ella has caused people to tell Sunhi.
Oh, that was the key line, right? Zman shchiva, zman kima muravim zebezeh. According to the Rashba, the way he reads the line is saying, not like Rashi and Tosos, is, oh, it's Laila b'chol tarakula, but it's zman kima le'inyan kriya shema. For the Rashba, no, that entire line is talking about kriya shema, to say at the same time that it's zman shchiva, because most people are still sleeping, at the same time, it's also considered Zman Kima because there are some people who are waking up at this point. So the Rashba understands, is that especially is captured by that line, that the time in between, the time period between Alos and Hanetz is both Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima at the same exact time. And therefore, as we're going to see, for the Rashba, Mi'ikar Adin, what could you do during the same period, during the same time period? You can be kind both. Rash Blashitaso to saying that this time period between Alos and Anit is both Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima says, Me'ikar Adin, you can therefore be Mekayim both Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis in the same exact time period between Alos and Anit. Oh. Again, this idea of having a single time period, which is both Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, just highlights that this has nothing to do with Yom and Laila. Because if it's Yom and Laila, could you ever have a time period? Right? Can you ever have a time period which is both day and night? Not really, except if you take one perspective on Bein HaShemashos, right? A classic understanding of Bein HaShemashos is that it's Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. There is one, they call it Prisker Bein HaShemashos. There is one perspective on Bein HaShemashos that it's a combination of both. But aside from that unique Shita on Bein HaShemashos, when it comes to Yom and Laila, they're mutually exclusive. Either it's daytime or it's nighttime. The fact that the Rashba has this, right, I don't want to say twilight, right, the fact that the Rashba has this combo where it's both Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima is just highlighting for the Rashba, this has nothing to do with the Yom and Laila, it has everything to do with Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, for the Rashba, and the Rashba doesn't think that's mutually exclusive. Because, oh, Ro people, it's Zman Shchiva, Mir people, it's Zman Kima, it's therefore going to be both at the same time, and therefore you could really, in most cases, be Yotze both during that time period. Because of that, what's the kasha the Rashba therefore asks Ezra? If it can really be yotze both Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis between Alos and Hanetz, because it's both Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, what's the kasha the Rashba asks on himself? What? And why didn't the Brisa just give that as the case, right? Instead of saying, oh, your Mekayim Shel Arvis before Alos, and Mekayim Shel Shacharis after Alos, say a bigger chiddush. You read Kriya Shema twice between Alos and Anates, and you're Mekayim both. So what? Is, how does the Rashba answer that question? Why doesn't the Gemara give that bigger Chiddush? Gabriel?
Because you can't delay Gemara purposely past Alos.
Exactly. Some reason, we're talking about it during Seder, some reason the Rashba says, if it would have said that case, the implication would have been that basically, almost in all cases, you can be Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis at the same time. But says the Rashba, there is this Siyag Dirabanan, that because we don't want people to push off Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until after Alos, so says the Rashba, is a Din Dirabanan, that we're not going to allow you to be Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after Alos, in what cases? If you push it off, either on purpose, B'mezid, or due to Pshia. So again, so says the Rashba, again, this is the Rashi for now. The Rashi says, Me'ikara din mi da'oraisa. This time period is both Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. Highlighting that it has nothing to do with Yom and Laila. It's everything to do with Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. And the Rashi thinks that both of them can coincide. And therefore, Me'ikara din, you can mi da'oraisa. You can mi'kayim both of them during that time period. It's just the Chachamim came along and made a siyag d'rabanan that in cases of pshia and mazid that you can't. But even mid'rabanan, in cases where it was ones, or cases where it's shogig, you could be mekayim both at the same time. Yeah, alright.
It seems kind of strange to come up with a siyag d'rabanan that you don't really find anywhere explicitly.
Yes, this is the Rashba's way of answering the very important textual question that he asked. Right, again. The question that all the Rishonim are bothered by is that why doesn't the Gemara say a bigger Chiddush that you read both Kriya Shemas during that time period? So the Rishonim, like Tosfos, to say, right, you can't be Mekayim both at the same time, so they have even easy out, like the Rosh is going to say. But the Rosh Velashitoso, who says that you can be Mekayim both, so the question is, so then why doesn't say it? Must be, the Rosh says, so again, you're right, the Rosh Velash Hechreach is this textual difficulty of why not give that case. He says, oh, there must be this takana drabanan. And again, there are certain rayas, because since we do paskin, the fact that we paskin like the Rav Gamliel, you're only supposed to say it until, you're only supposed to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until Alos. So again, there are indications that you're really supposed to be doing it until Alos, and that it's only b'dievet, really, to push off Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until after Alos. So I would say it's mainly the textual question of why not say both, and the other evidence that really, ideally, the Chatzchila should be saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before Alos. That's what I would say. Yeah.
According to the Rashba, if one said Kriya Shema after Alos and avoided the Siyug, did he ever say the Kriya Shema?
Again, we don't know. I mean, let's get back to the other question. When there's a Siyug Durabanan, is that Ma'akev the Kiyam Doraisa? So that's a separate, question in general, whether the Chachamim are able to even bid, right? L'chatzchila, they say you shouldn't say it. That's yesh koch. L'cham lak whatever min haTorah. But to then say to even be ma'akev, the kiyam mida oraisa, that's a separate question. I don't think the Rashba is misyachis to that. Yeah.
Also,
while you ask that question, everyone just turn to the Rush again. Parak Aleph Simon Tess. Yeah.
I thought we said the siyug is until chasoyis. That's
a different one.
The Mishnah. What's this? There's two siyug?
Yeah. One's like a chatzchila and one is like a b'diavad one.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
The bookmarks of the.
Oh, we'll get back to that in a moment. I think that's pshat in the Rosh, as we'll see in a moment. Oh, so let's see the again. So again, big picture, right? We're looking for Rishonim's explanation of the Rashbi, which are really highlighting that the Koveya is not Yom and Laila, but it's rather Zman Shechiva and Zman Kiva. So now, right, first just the big picture, we had Rashi, then Tosfos, and then the Rashba, again, all explaining the Koveya for the Rashbi is Zman Kima and Zman Shechiva, again, with slight nuances along the way in terms of how to explain it. So now, another nuance is the Rush's interpretation of the Rashbi. Okay, so let's go to the Rush again, Simon Tess. Right, he basically quotes the Gemara. You see, at least in the Oz Wilder version, you see after the periods, V'chein le'inyin kriya shema nami, there's a little Yud Gimel there. It's like five lines up. Anyone see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's there yet? Yeah, Yura, go for it. So again, what's the big fact that the Rush is introducing here? That it's only you can only be Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after Alos in what type of case? In the case of Ones, good. You think similarly, right? That same zman again. This zman between Alos and between Alos and Hanetz again is both zman kima and zman shchiva. So if it's zman shchiva in the case of Ones, he's saying also zman kima only in the case of Ones, right? You can only rely on it being Zman Kima in the case of Ones, where you're not going to be able to do Kriya Shema Shel Shachris after Hanetz, which is the Lechatzchila. In the case of Ones, so therefore you can utilize this Zman between Alos and Hanetz also for Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Again, in both cases, the Rush is adding this factor that you should only do it Bimakom Ones. And he says, V'chi tema. Right? Say that they both say the bigger chiddush, they can both be done during the same time period. Oh, this is very important. The biggest chiddush you can have is they can be done back to back, but only provided they're in two different time periods. But if for some reason you have this double onus, that the only time you can do both Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is in this sweet spot between Alos and Hanetz. So you would say, since it's both Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, you should be able to do it in this both in this case. No. Exactly, right? The Rush has is more easily able to answer that question. Why not teach that bigger Chiddush? Answer is, that bigger Chiddush is not true. Right? Well, according to the Rashba, that bigger Chiddush is generally true, right? According to the Rush, no! Although b'makom ones you can be mekayim each of them during that time period between alos and hanetz because it is both zman shechiva and zman kima, but says the Rush, you can't do both at the same time on the same day, right? The same time of between alos and hanetz can't be both the zman kima and also zman shechiva. Yeah.
Is there a difference between the Rush and the Rashba in terms of derbana?
Yeah, because the difference is on derbana level. On a Duraisa level, seemingly says the Rush, you can't be Mekayim both. You can't do both at the same time. According to the Rush, but you can do both. And it's just only the Drabbanan in certain cases that you can. So the question is, still, he says, it's a form of Tarta Nisatra, says the Rush, right? Lo Mistapra, it doesn't make sense to have the same time period be both Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. Even though this time period can be in different cases, you know, Zman Shechiva, and separately Zman Kima, you can't do it at the same time. Just one second, and I'll take all the questions in a moment. But the question is, why not? By Yom and Laila, that's a Tarta Desatri. It can't be both day and night. But if it's Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, and we know that it's both Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, because, again, rogue people are sleeping, some people are standing, are getting up, why is it a Tarta Desatri from the perspective of Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, according to the Rush? I mean, again, of course, the Rush, but it wasn't. Right? It was only a Durabanan because of Siyak. But why, according to the Rush, does he say fundamentally there's a Tarti to Satra here? So because it means many. It's both bedtime for some people, and it's wake up time for some people. Meaning the reality is that it's both. So then, why is it a Tarti to Satra to rely on the reality that it's both? Oh. So, anybody have a suggestion? Why is it a Tarta Desatri?
Maybe there's an individual element in there, like an element of the person saying it.
But again, so then. What? Okay, but again, why? But again, since it's both, and again,
it's not both for you, like it's just making sense.
Meaning, why not?
Well, it seems to feel like there's some sort of effect of whether it's Yom or Laila, because it says Yom.
I don't think, again, when the Oneg Yontif b'shem the Rush, yes, the Rush himself doesn't seem to be talking about Yom and Laila at all. Doesn't seem to think that that's relevant.
Is it like, right now is Isman this, or right now is Isman that, and you only have one, like, I'm not sure what the word is, but you only have one, like...
You can only characterize it in one way? So, yeah?
It's not like the main idea of Krishna, like, it doesn't...
What's the idea of Kriya Shema?
Well, like to have
all
like, these ideas
like,
about
what
Kriya
Shema
is.
Okay.
It has to be one of the ends.
What?
It has to be one of the ends. So if you do both from now.
You mean that, bookends?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's the idea. So again, I think you guys were all getting this as well as I think you were referencing earlier. If you take the perspective like we were developing before, that the Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima is about bookending the day, so you can't be both. Either this time period is the end of your day, or it's the beginning of the day, right? So again, perhaps according to the Mahalach, that the Zman Shechivah and Zman Kima is about bookending, it could be that's why it's a Tartar to Sasha. Because you're taking this Zman, you're taking this time period between the Alos and Hanetz, and saying, which one is this? Is this the end, or is this the beginning? With the additional assumption that you can't chop it in half, right? As I was talking to Ari about, right? If you could just say, okay, the first half is the end bookend, and then the second half of this time period is the beginning of the next bookend. But the assumption, the additional assumption of the Rosh is that the time between Alos and Anetz is one time period in Halacha. So again, so that's assumption number one. Assumption number two is that since the role of Zman Shechivah and Zman Kima is to bookend, you have to choose either this is the end bookend or this is the beginning bookend. It can't be both. Okay, now take questions. Aliyah. Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's still saying Kriya Shema twice in this time period. So the one at the beginning of the first one I said would be the bookend for the previous day, and the one that I said second would be the
yeah, that's what I said. I mean, the second assumption is that you can't split this Zman.
Is it about this Zman or is it about saying Kriya Shema?
No, it's saying Kriya Shema and therefore relating to this Zman in a certain way. I mean, an assumption that the Rosh makes is that you can't split this Zman between Alos and Hanetz into two parts. Once you accept that Hanacha, that you can't split it into two, so then the question is, either this Zman is being seen as the end of your day or the beginning of the next day. It can't be...
Why is emphasis on the Zman as opposed to the actually saying the
Parash Krishma? They go hand in hand. Once you say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and the role of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is to bookend the end of the day, so then this Zman is being seen as the end of your previous day. But if you're taking that Zman to be the Kriya Shema Shel Shachris Zman, so then you're viewing it as the beginning bookend of the next day. And the assumption the Rosh is making is that once they have two different functions, either an end bookend or a beginning bookend, it can't be both. Yeah, Avram.
What's the second assumption?
The second assumption is that you can't split the time.
What? So what's the first assumption?
The first assumption is that the reason why it's a Tartar Desatria to begin with is because Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis are playing opposite roles. One is the end bookend of the day, of the previous day, and the other one is the beginning bookend of the next day. Because we were asking, what's the Tartar Desatria? It's both Zman Shechivah and Zman Kima. So Bishlama by Yom and Laila, that's a Tartar Desatria. It can't be both. But when it comes to Zman Shechivah and Zman Kima, it can be both. It's both Zman Shechivah for most people, and Zman Kima for a myriad of people. So why can't you do both? But once you understand that the roles of Kriya Shema as bookends are completely opposite roles, so then, to Eliyahu's point, once this Zman is being used as a Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, so then this Zman is being used as the end bookend. Well, if you then flip around and use that same Zman as Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, you then say, no, it's not the end of yesterday, it's the beginning of tomorrow, and that becomes a Tartar Desatria. Yeah. See.
Why can't you just say that this man is the end of day one, and then by definition that means that day two started?
Because again, it's not just the end and therefore the beginning. It's that what is this role? Meaning, this man is serving as, again, either it's being viewed as the end of the previous day or the beginning of the next day. These are just two different functions.
Definitionally, once you end one day, the next day starting. You know?
Yeah, but you can't have, like, no, if a book, you know.
You need a book for the bookend.
Exactly. I mean, you have a bookend going like this and this, right? It can't be both. Either, just physically, you're just talking about a book, you know, a bookshelf, you have, like, the bookends, right? You just take the muscle, right? It's like, which one is it? Is it facing that way or is it facing that way? Meaning, it can't be, it's one's man. So, is it for these books or for those books? Might be taking the muscle too far. But, which one is it? So again, that's why it's Tartar Desatria. Because again, it's not just the end marking the beginning, or the end of one day marks the beginning of the other day. That's fine. But we're saying there's a role of Kriya Shema as either the end or the beginning. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, so Ad Kan is the Rishonim within the Rashbi. Now let's get to the other day on the Gemara, which is similar but slightly different, which is the Rashbi B'Shem Rebbe Kiva. So let's see the Gemara, and again, a similar Rishonim, with again slight nuances again. Let's get. Anybody have it? Elio? Sanders, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. Tanya Rebbe The Rashbi Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. So it's a little different, right? Here it's, exactly. Pre and post Hanetz. So again, a similar thing is this time period before Hanetz, after Alos, again, is that Lila or is it Yom? So what is it saying? Really, that time period is considered Yom, halachic Yom, but yet it can be Mekayim, Krishma, Shal Arvis, because there are people who are still sleeping at that point. So let's see the Rishonim, who again interpret this Shita of Rabbi Akiva, as highlighting that the Koveya is not Yom and Laila, but it's rather Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. So right off the bat is Rashi. See the top two Rashis? Yeah. Therefore, it's Krina Beishachbacha, even though it's still considered Halachic Yom. So the Rashi, again, Lashitasa, the way you understand the first day of the Rashbi, is that even though it's considered Halachic Yom, which is Lahalacha, where you consider the time after Halos to be Halachic Yom, it's still, you're still Yotze Kriyashma Shal Arvis, because it's Krina Be Ubishachbacha, and the Koveya for Kriyashma is not Yom and Laila, but rather Bishachbacha slash Uvkomecha. So that's Rashi clearly, again, understanding this as the basis of the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. And also, let's see Tosos. Shai, would you mind? Top Tosos, not top Tess? Similar to what he said before, but again, there's going to be one added Nakuda in the Tosos that he didn't have earlier. Again, same type of Havmina, and again, Tosas is the way he learns it, is again, since it's Yom, since the Halachic Yom, and it's Zman Shechiva, so you should be able to fulfill Kriyas Meshal Shachris because it's Halachic Yom, and you should be able to fulfill Kriyas Meshal Arvis because it's a Uvishach V'cha. That Tosas is Havmina, like he said earlier. Let's answer. No, it's not Yom at all in Inyan Kriyashma, because that's not the Koveya, that's only in Inyan Shar Mitzvos. Therefore, right, according to Tosas, therefore it's only Zman Shechiva, and therefore you can only be Mekayim Kriyashma Shal Arvis. Skip till the Inami at the end. So again, the first day in this Tosfos is similar to Tosfos on Chasam Abeis, that it's only Zman Shechiva, and you can therefore only fulfill one. But this is the second day I hear.
Inami, Yishlomar, Yomamuhu, Akhilu, Gavu, Kriyashma, Hazman, Kimahu, Hadal, Nagu, Bey, Panu, Shakun, Mitz, Tanit, Mishun, Dubailash, Inan, Shakun, Yotib, Shalaila, Akhilu.
Okay, so, but according to the second day, that's very important. According to the second day, yes, like the Rashba, you can have a situation where you fulfill both Kriyashmas within this time period between Alos and Anetz, because it's both Zman Kima and Zman Shechiva. So again, the second day in Tosos is like the Rashba, that you can have Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima Mu'ravim Zebazah. And then the only reason why the Gemara doesn't give this answer, give this case as the price, is some technicality, so that just to highlight that you can't say Kriyashma Shel Arvis after Hanetz. Fine. Good. So again, Tosos clearly understanding, in the big picture, understanding this Rabbi Akiva, that the Koveya is Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. Again, two deos within Tosos, whether this time period is only Zman Kima, and therefore you can only fulfill Kriyashma Shel Shachris, or whether it's Zman Kima and Zman Shechiva Mu'ravim Zeh Bezeh. But again, for sure, such an idea would only work if it's Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima and nothing to do with Yom and Laila. Yeah, David.
Yeah, what's pushing anybody to say the second idea that like the Rashba has in the second day in Tosos?
That's both?
Sense? Yeah,
Because again, because in reality, it is both. Meaning, for most people are still sleeping, but there are people who are getting up. So, meaning literally is Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. Meaning, we're saying, Yom and Laila, it's either Yom or Laila. You can't have both. Disregarding Bina Shemashos, according to some. But, if the Koveya is Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, yeah, there are certain parts of the day where there's an overlap. There's some people sleeping, there's some people getting up.
especially if you go with the Gemara in Lashon. It says like, you can enchi the Ganu Bahayim.
Exactly. There are some who are sleeping.
That's why I asked before. Meaning like, if you take the, it is in Lashon Yachid.
Yeah, we're gonna get there. We'll get to the Machamas right now, and then turn to the Lashon Yachid, B'shach Pecha. Yeah. Well, we'll get there right now. So again, just the fact that you have this idea in the Rashba and the second day in Tosos is because in reality it is both Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. If anything, the Chiddush I would say is on the Rosh who says, "Oh, it can't be both because that's a Tarte de Sakshri." I think that really, in a way, requires more of an explanation like we gave before. So now let's look at the Mochamas. Mochamas Adav Beis Amin Aleph, Adav Arif. Again, he's interpreting Rabbi Kiva and very clearly formulates that the Koveya for Rabbi Kiva is not Yom Velayla, but is rather Zman Shechiva and Zman Kiva. Let's just get moving here. I think we're a little behind. We don't have the Mochamas there. You got it, Ben? See, a couple lines down is a Misha Allah Amir HaShachar. Right, exactly. So Rambam's falling out there. Redeem, but once Allah Sashachar hits, it's halachic yom. But So again, the first point of Machalas, he spells out this yisod that because the Torah doesn't say Yom and Laila, it rather uses the Lashem Shach L'chav Kumecha. So it says the Ramban B'shem Rebbe Kiva. Therefore, the Koveya. Therefore, we can say that even though after Alos is Halachic Yom, you can still fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Arvis because it's Zman Shchiva. Oh, I was going to mention this Lashon Yachid idea. What does that mean? Even though it's only a miyuta people who are sleeping at this point. Right, it sounds like we're even focused on Yechidim because of the Lashon Yachid of the Pasuk. Therefore, v'kevan. Right, so therefore, the Lashon Yachid in the Pasuk tells us that we can follow, Yechidim, the miyut in this context, to characterize this time period as Zman Shechiva, even though only a miyut of people are sleeping. But in Mikanav Eilach, after Hanetz, Leka Degani. I was Akasha from the late Sonim, right? It's like, Atzlanim, I should say. Right, there's a kasha now from the blame from the B'nai Melachim. Well, what's the kasha? Because it sounds like they only get up
3 hours
in the day. So if I just told you that the Koveya is even Yechidim, so then Im Kvar Azkvar, so then the Yechidim, that are Yechidim, B'nai Melachim, who only get up 3 hours into the day. So therefore, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the Zman Shechiva should extend even then. They're really lazy, right? They're up, right? It's not they don't get up till the third hour of the day. They're up. They're just staying in their beds, right? They're really, not a care in the world.
Why? One guy.
What?
Why is that the answer that he gives?
What?
How many B'nai Melachim?
Again, when we say...
There's not so many B'nai Melachim. So we stumble one of them took Benadryl and sleeping 4 hours into the day. I don't understand how,
Again, even Yechidim, I think there has to be a category of Yechidim. So again, I don't think we mean one guy, who sleeps all day. I think it's a category of Yechidim. So a category of Yechidim are B'nai Melachim. So therefore, that's not Batul Da'itei, it's a Kol Adam. So they're, but the question is, even there's a category of Yechidim which seemingly only get up 3 hours into the day. This means Zman Shechiva answers no. They're up at Hanetz. They just are lazy, and therefore they stay in bed until 3 hours in the day.
There's no category of colon?
That sounds like, I guess, who do it on a consistent basis, I guess. We need like a category of people who this is their everyday. I'm assuming you have to be mechalik. Yisrael Dov is asking, there's a category of cholim who wake up late. Sounds like they're not, it's not, there's, that's not their kavua schedule. That's what it sounds like. And the Rush adds a factor, sorry. Right, the Ramban adds a factor which is Rush esque in terms of limiting this din davka to ones. The Efshir Shlo Amru Kain Ella Kishet Rabitel Baones. Right, and then the Ramban adds, like the Rush, that the pshat here, right, this is the Rabbi Kiva's extension of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis Pasalos is only bimokum onis. He says, I'm not going to read right now. He says, either because that's pshat in Rabbi Akiva, or even if it's not pshat in Rabbi Akiva, that's pshat in halacha, right? Even if Rabbi Akiva is in all situations, you know, halacha, we only paskin like Rabbi Akiva, bimokum onis. So that's a little, you know, it's two different versions of the Mechamis. But either way, the points coming out of the Mechamis, number one, clearly spells out this idea that the koveya is not Yom Velayla, it's rather Mishach L'chav Kamecha. Point number two is this idea that the reason why we extend it, even though it's based on the Miyat, is because of the Lashon Yachid of the Pasuk. And point number three is this idea that we only paskin this extension to Rabbi Akiva, Bimakom Onis. Fine. Now let's move back to the Rush. Again, the Rush in that same piece, when he's discussing Rabbi Akiva, again repeats his Yesod, that we limit, right, we limit this extension of Rabbi Akiva to what types of cases? Cases of onis. Oh, so again, that's the Rush. So now, one of the prominent achronim in the Tshuva's Oneg Yom Tov has a whole long arichus bidas harash. I'd like to go through some of it inside because some very important yesodos coming out of this. Again, pashas of the Rush, and like in line with, you know, the pashas of the Mechamis, the pashas of the Rashi and Tosfos, is that according to Rabbi Akiva, what's the sole koveya for Zman and Kriya Shema? Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, while Yom and Laila plays no role. Right? That's what it sounds like. Right? The Koveya, the soul Koveya, Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima, while Yom and Laila play no role. We're going to see right now that the Oneg Yom Tov has an alternative understanding in the Rush, that Yom and Laila do play a role, and there's some combination of Yom and Laila with Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. Let's see the Shiva's Oneg Yom Tov together. Again, this is on the Marmikoma sheet. So, see three lines, see on the Marmikoma sheet. Three lines, Eliyahu, you see? Three lines from the bottom when he says, after the period, Vihine Lechora.
Vihine Lechora.
Everybody see this? Like three lines from the bottom, after the period, Vihine Lechora.
Vihine Lechora, I saw Tam Mehechin Yotzele Lerash, Bilamemer, the Af Dizman Kriyash Mehu, Ad Shiela Alas Hashachar. Become Akoim, Man the Onis, Yachel Lechoris Adonai Sachama.
She's like, what's this combination, right? Meaning, if this man is Man Shechiva, so then in all cases, you should be able to do it, I know, after Alos. What's this combination, according to the Rush, where for most, in most cases, the Zman Shchiva, right, the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is only up until Alos. From Mokum Ones, so then we extend it. What's this idea? So now, Oneg Yom Tov has this very big Chiddush.
V'nirli, v'hachi mashma behedi b'divir hirimban, v'mechemes, the time of the Rashbi, the Hachi Igra, the Dina, the Kra Amar B'Shach B'Chom, Hain Zman Shchiva.
Oh, but now he's going to add. So again, so the Lashon Yachid tells you that this is Koveya of Zman Shchiva, but the Iker Zman is the key.
The Iker Zman Shchiva, L'chol Adam Huleilo.
He said, really? The Iker Zman Shchiva is Laila. Really, the Iker Zman is really Laila. Lahachi. Therefore, for most people, in a regular case, your Zman is Laila, and therefore it ends at Alos. Where does the extension come from?
Ella gave the light tell you Zman Kriyash Ma Belaila. The whole like Sibelaila, Ella tell you Bisman Shchiva Vikima. Namila Haki. E. Evster Loima, Bisman Kriyash Mahu, Ragmatisaki Chavim Ad Amrishacha.
Right, saying, because the Torah uses Lashem Shach Lechav Kumecha, it can't be that the soul Koveya is Yom and Laila. Therefore, Visova Rashbi.
Visova Rashbi, the Indian Zed, Tali Bisman Shchiva Vikima, the Adam Shu Anus Yachel Lechris Kriyash Ma, Shalila Afagav Shikwa Lav Laila. We come up in victory in Gabi the day b'shach b'cha.
So says the Oneg Yom Tov b'shem the Rush. The way it works is that it's a combination. The Iker Zman is based on Yom Velayla. There's a special Zman for case of Ones, which is Taloi on b'shach b'cha uvkumecha. So the way the Oneg Yom Tov sees it is that there's a combination. Again, the Iker Zman is based, let's say regarding Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The Iker Zman is based on Laila. The fact that the Torah uses the Lashon of B'Shach B'Cha is telling you that in the cases of Ones, you have an extension of up until Zman Shchiva, up until Hanitz. Okay? So again, instead of saying, like the Rush and the other Rishon, the sole Koveya is Zman Shchiva, Zman Kima, according to the Oneg Yom Tov, it's a combination. The Iker Zman is based on Yom Belayla, and it's the secondary Zman, B'Mokom Ones, which is Taloi on B'Shach B'Cha, Uf Kumecha.
The Rush?
Rosh had that lashon aglashon of it's Laila blashon b'nei adam, so that's why you.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like that was the koveya. It sounds like they were just trying to explain that line in the Gemara when it's the olam lailo. From the Rosh itself, it sounds like, but the sole koveya, I thought, was that the zman shchiva, the zman kima. We were just explaining that one line. That's, it doesn't say like the Rashba that's referring to. Good. So the Oneg Yontif takes this, right, to now explain some discrepancies between this and Zman Tefila. Oh. So again, while the Oneg Yontif is explaining, while the Rush says there's a problem of Tarte de Satre, right, what is the Tarte de Satre limited to? Only within, again, within the Rush. It's only a problem of Tarte de Satre within one day. Right, within one day, you can't do both Kriya Shema Shel Shachar and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. But within the Rush, what could you do? One day you can do Kriya Shema Shel Arvis during this, between Alos and Anetz, and the next day do Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. That's not a problem. What question does the Oneg Yontif bring on this? Another context of Tarte de Satre. Tzvi, what's another context of Tarte de Satre? What? For what? Well, what's the classic for Zmanim? Tarte de Satre? When it comes to Tzvila, right? When it comes to Erev, right? What's the end time for Mincha? Is it Shkia, like the Rabbanan? Or is it Plaga Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda? So the Oneg Yontif says, there by Tarte de Satre, we say that you're supposed to be consistent throughout your life. So why, when it, as Oneg Yontif, why when it comes to Tarte de Satre by Zman Mincha and Zman Mariv, are you supposed to be consistent throughout your life? When it comes to this Tarte de Satre of the Rush, when it comes to Kriya Shema, we say you only have to be consistent within one day. So answers the Oneg Yontif. Let's go a little bit later. See, like the middle paragraph, the second paragraph.
Yeah.
Halfway down, it says, "Mivur midvarab de efshar."
Yeah.
Sorry. I just never mind. Oh, sorry. Last paragraph. That was all the question. Ufimash kasev. Asi shapir.
Asi shapir. The hasam gabi shura. The plaga mincha had the amrino the aver kmar aver the aver kmar aver. Kumishum demas. This fake kinnon halacha, kmiyut tefila derabana lahachi yachal asayis kmiyishirta lahachi einu yachal asayis biyayim echad kabi Yehuda biyayim echad karvana.
He's saying there it's an actual halachic machlokas. Objectively, when does Laila start? When does Yom end? So therefore, you have to be consistent throughout. Aval hacha, this is the key.
Aval hacha, gabi zman kriyash ma'alois ha-shachar ad-anez tu yachal le-kreis ba-oyser zman le-pam hecha da-anus kriyash ma'ashal arvis le-pam kriyash ma'ashal shachras lav mishum sveikahu.
It's not because it's a safek,
El mishum da-hachi mefarshin kroi de-kevan de-leik siv yoyim v'layla ela v'shach b'chav k'mecha yidu-inan de-hecha da-anus yachal le-kreis kriyash ma'ashal arvis achar alois ha-shachar.
And the same thing by Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. So again, the Oneg Yontif says the reason why of discrepancy between this Tarte de Satre and the Tarte de Satre by Tefillah is because there's an objective question. What are we passing like? When does Yom end and when does Laila begin? So therefore you have to be consistent throughout your life, ideally. But when it comes to here, because it's the Lashon of B'shach B'chav Kumecha, and therefore since the Zman between Alos and Hanetz is both Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, so therefore, on different days, you can switch back and forth bimakom ones. Good. So far, we had two points in the Oneg Yontif. The first one being that he thinks Bedas HaRush that there is the Iker Koveya is Yom Velayla, and then there's a Zman Shechiva, Zman Kiva is like a secondary Koveya for cases of ones. And he says for that secondary case of ones, that the Koveya Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, you have a discrepancy between this Tarte de Satre and other Tarte de Satre. The answer is because it's not an objective question you have to be consistent on. Both Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima apply to this time period, and therefore, as long as you're not being inconsistent within a day, you are going to be fine. I'll just finish up the Oneg Yontif, and I'll get to Eliyahu in a moment. Oneg Yontif, I'll just do this outside because we're running late, right? A couple of other ha'aros. that the Oni Yontav uses this Yisod to also explain, right? The practice that is bothering all the Rishonim at the beginning of the Masechta is the practice to say Kriya Shema and Arvis, right, early, before it says. So Oni Yontav says, once you have this Yisod that B'makom Ones, right, you can tap into not Yom V'Layla, but you can tap into Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. So Oni Yontav says, oh, based on that, you can also explain the practice to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before it says, because once it's a right, once it's an onus for the tzibur, so therefore you no longer have to rely on Laila, which starts at seis. You can rely on Zman Shechiva, and says Oni Yontav, we know that Zman Shechiva begins already before it says. So this yisod of the rush that b'makom onus you can rely on Zman Shechiva, right? Not only helps to understand the shita of Rabbi Kiva and the Rashbi, it also helps explain the practice to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before it says, because after Shkia, before it says, is also considered a Zman, Zman Shechiva. Fine. Elio.
For his second question about the two different kinds of Sasri, an explanation of the Rosh for bookends also explained that, no?
Same idea. Exactly. Yeah.
So according to the way he's learning, the only heter to say Shema before it says is if someone has an onus?
No, so he says it's an onus for the tzibur. Because the tzibur can only get together before it says.
I mean, only if the tzibur is at an onus? Like,
yeah, but again, he says most cases, I mean, back then, that was considered an onus. So he goes on to explain that. Good. Last Mefarik answer. So far within Rabbi Akiva, right, the Shittos were explaining Rabbi Akiva as being based on Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. We have Rashi, Tosfos, the Melchamas, and the Rush. And again, this Oni Yontav is a unique take on the Rush. And now one more Mefarish, who again is clearly understanding Rabbi Akiva is that the is not being date based on Yom V'Layla, but rather Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, actually comes from a Magen Avraham. It's Magen Avraham, seemingly in a very random place, in the context of Hilchos Purim. Again, what's the context? And remember, Meir, do you remember what the... Did you get to the Magen Avraham?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's the case?
It's about when you read Megillah, there's a ger who...
Exactly, the ger Shneskayer after Alos. So he says, don't think that because it's between Alos and Hanetz, don't think that you could still read the Megillah of Laila. He's like, because don't bring a riot from Kriya Shema, because by Kriya Shema you can be Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Because what does he beautifully say? Says the Magen Avraham, that's only a din in. Exactly, the reason why you can fulfill Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after Alos, it's a specific din in Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, right? But when it comes to Megillah, which is based on Yom V'Layla, Laila clearly ends at Alos. So again, it's the Magen Avraham is another clear formulation. Right, Bidas this Rabbi Akiva, that the Koveya for Kriya Shema is Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, and not Yom V'Layla. Fine. So this again, big picture, so far within the Mahalach of Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, we had the Sheet, right, within the Tanaim, we had the Sheet of the Rashbi, according to Rishonim, we had the Sheet of Rashbi B'Shem Rabbi Akiva, according to Mefarshim. Now let's see that there are other Tanaim who also seem to hold that the Koveya is Zman Shechiva. The next one is Rabbi Eliezer. So let's go to Rabbi Eliezer. I think Ezra and Ben came over earlier in Seder for this, right? The Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, which is found on the Mishnah. Right? Rabbi Eliezer holds that what's Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? What's Sof Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis according to Rabbi Eliezer? Exactly, the Ashmura, right, Rishona, which is 4 hours into the day. So which Rishon clearly explains Rabbi Eliezer? Again, the question is, where does he get this from? Where does Rabbi Eliezer get this from that the Sof Zman Kriya Shema is 4 hours into the night? So let's look at Rashi on Gimel Amud Aleph. So again, this is Rashi on Gimel Amud Aleph. Dirmas Olah Rabbi Eliezer. He specifically, see, like halfway down, it says Rabbi Eliezer Darish. You see it, Ezra? Again, this is Rashi on Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer Darish.
Rabbi Eliezer Darish B'Shapuch Zman Has Kolas Shchiva Shnei Adam Holchem B'Shafei Zeh.
So says Rashi, what's Pshan Rabbi Eliezer? Why is Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis limited to the first 4 hours of the day? Because that's considered Zman Shechiva, if you define Shechiva not in terms of how long they're sleeping, but in terms of when they're actually going to sleep, bedtime, as we call it. So again, Rashi clearly understands that the Pshan and Rabbi Eliezer is that the Koveya is Zman Shechiva, right? There's no conception of Laila, which is only the first 4 hours of the night. Obviously not. So the limitation of the first 4 hours of the night is, again, is this version of Zman Shechiva, that the Geder of Zman Shechiva is not Kol Zman that you're sleeping, but it's limited to the time that people are going to sleep. So again, Sir Rav Eliezer, you know, at least Lefi Rashi, is clearly on this list of Tanaim who think that the Koveya for the Zman Kriyashma is not Yom Valayla, but rather B'Shach B'cha Uvkumecha. Oh. Other Tanaim, which again seem to think that the Koveya for Zman Kriyashma is Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima, are the range of Tanaim on Beis HaMabes. We're not going to go through the whole Sugya, but let's just read the Brisa towards the end, which seems to give us a synopsis of all the random shittos. So you see, towards the end of Beis HaMabes, Uriminu. Anyone have a Beis HaMabes? Ariel, do you have it? This is Uriminu. Here's the Brisa. Gives a whole range of different shittos about when exactly is the Tchilas Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And there's a whole, again, the Mishnah says one shita. Again, what's the one shita in the Mishnah? Seis. Right? And we said that could work out very nicely with Laila. But there's a whole range of Tanaim who hold different Zmanim for the Tchilas Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. You see it? Oh, so what does that Zman refer to? The time that basically Shabbat starts, which is basically Shkia. So again, so you have Zman of Shkia. So that is, right, so that is Tzeis, fine. So far we have Shkia, we have Tzeis. Right, that's when are they Tovel? Well, that's before Tzeis. Right, so we know, so there's another shita that it's before Tzeis. I mean, that's way too early. That's me, Bobo Yom. How can you say that? Fine. Okay, so there's another Zman of the time that the Ani starts eating. When most people start their meal. So again, without getting into all the details, you have this whole range of Tanaim, and it's right range of Tanaim in terms of when is the beginning Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And before we get to the proofs, the Farshim will clearly learn that these are different a range of Zman Shechiva. Where does this, meaning the Pashas, when you have these Tanaim in a Braisa, which are against the Tana and the Mishnah, so presumably they're Shaloka Halacha. But which Shita in the Rishonim says that no, we actually paskin like these Tanaim in the Brisa, even though they argue in the Mishnah. Which Shita in the Rishonim says this? The Ri in Tosos Daf Beis. Right? When the Ri in Tosos Daf Beis, right, the Tosos is trying to understand, right, how your Miyashiv, the Minog, for right the minute of Klal Yisrael was there Kori Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before Tzeis, and the question is how Rashi had his answer, Rabbi Natan was looking back to has his answer, and the Re towards the end of the skinny lines, anyone have it? Mayor, do you have it? Right, Alkein Omer Re, this is the Re in Tosas and Daf Beis. Probably trying to justify the minute to read Kriya Shema early.
Yeah, Alkein Omer Re, Divad Kriya Shema Shel Beis Knesset Iker.
Slash, some people say it's Zman Shechiva. Oh. Stari is basically saying, how are Miyashiv this Minog to say Kriya Shema before it says it's against the Mishnah? Answer is, might be against the Mishnah, but it aligns with a lot of the opinions on Beis Amid Beis in the Brisa, which say that the beginning Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is actually before it says. So again, these opinions are important lahalacha, according to the Ri, who says that we actually paskin like these shittos. And we're about to see in a moment that there are many mefarshim who interpret that what is this machlokes on Beis HaMabes? These like seem like these random times, right? According to many mefarshim, these random times represent different shiurim in what? In Zman Shechiva, right? So this idea that the koveya Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima and not Yom Halayla comes out of all of these shitos on Beis HaMabes, which seem to be different shiurim in Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. So let's do this quickly, seeing the different mefarshim who interpret these zmanim as Shirim in Zman Kima, or really in Zman Shechiva, because we're talking about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So So without getting into the details, if you look at, there are two Rashis on the Amud, which again, make it very clear that these manim are his manim in Shechiva. So the first, Dima Maskev Allah, Kohanim Mimod Yom Tovlim. Right? Halfway through that Rashi again, Dima Maskev Allah, Kohanim. Right? When it's trying to understand the Kasha, the right, the Rabbi Yehuda asks, on Rabbi Meir, how can you say that the Zman is the Shas Tzvila, that's Mibod Yom? And he says, Hilkach, Tzvila to Mekame Hacha Mibod Yomu. That Tzvila takes place already during the day. The love, Zman Shechivahu. Again, Lashon Rashi is that it's too early to consider that Zman Shechiva. So again, Rashi, at least, right, b'shem that opinion, is saying that the Koveya here is Zman Shechiva. And again, the last Rashi in the Amud also, when we're defending that position, it says, no, again, the last two lines of Rashi in the Amud, v'chi tavol mikami hachi, samuch l'chashechu, no, because different shita and bein hashmashos, so it's a little later, there was Zman Shechiva, krinan bei. So again, these two Rashis are making very clear that these Shitos are all about the gather of Zman Shechiva. And there's also Tosos. Tosos, Dir Maskel, the E, Salka Daitach. Again, toward the end, not getting to all the details, because we're running a little late. Tosos has this line, Dilo Mistaber Lechale Kolkach, Bishiure Zman Shechiva, Dechol Zmanim Halalu Ispe. So again, Tosos, like Rashi, says that all these different Shitos are all Shiurim in Zman Shechiva. Again, more evidence to this idea that this range of Shitos on Beis and Beis are all, right, different Shiurim in Zman Shechiva. So that's Rashi and Tosos from the realm of the Rishonim who are interpreting these Shitos. But you also have the Achronim saying this. Anyone see the Tzlach? So the Tzlach on Beis and Aleph, again, has a line where he says, Ve'ein Lomar, Shazah, again, the Tzlach is trying to understand, right, why can't we say the Pshat in the Mishnah, right, why does the Mishnah assume that it's actually at the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvus starts at Tzeis? Maybe it's a little bit before Tzeis, right? That's the question that the Tzlach is asking. And in that Tzlach, in that piece in Beis Zman Aleph, he says, and don't say, right, Ve'ein Lomar Shazah Hayah Pashut Lo, that it was Pashut to the Mishnah, Shekodim Tzeis HaKochavim Lav Zman Shechiva. Don't say the reason why the Mishnah is focused on Tzeis and not before, because before Tzeis is clearly not Zman Shechiva. Why? Shahari Lekaman and Amid Beis Bebraisa. Ika Plukta Tekame Tanai Bizman Shechiva. Tzlach clearly says that this whole Machokis on Amid Beis and Bebraisa are all a Machokis about Zman Shechiva, and even though those Manim are Kodem Tzeis. So the Tzlach, again, so we have Rashi, Tosis, the Tzlach. And the Shagas Aryeh, which we've seen in the past also, the Shagas Aryeh, how do you see? Again, we've seen in the past, the Shagas Aryeh, again, in Simen Ches, is contrasting, right, the Zman for Zechiras Yisiyas Mitzrayim with the Zman of Kriyashma. And he says, even though the Zman of Zechiras Yisiyas Mitzrayim is all based on Yom Balayla, he says, when it comes to Kriyashma, it's not. Ben, do you have it?
Yeah.
So, see, I feel a little high tonight. Right, don't bring a raya says that look, you can have a Zman Kriyashma before it says, so therefore maybe that should be the Zman of Zechira Tzitzias Mitzrayim, says the Shagas Aryeh, no way. Right, so Shagas Aryeh says the Pshat in all these Tanaim and Amud Beis is different Shiurim in Zman Shechiva, and therefore don't bring a Raya from Kriyashma to Zechira Yisiyas Mitzrayim, because Yisiyas Mitzrayim is all based on Yom Velayla, while the Koveya for Kriyashma is all based on Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. And the Onigatif, the second one that I had you see, also spells out this idea. This, well, I guess we'll stop with this one, but Ari, do you have it? The second Onigatif that I have, starting with Dirmas Meata Nirali. This is the key line. Afogav.
Afogav.
The Sabri
is.
Yes, but on a yantiv again, all these achronim are saying the pshat in all of these, you know, shitos on beis and mabeis, that these are different shiurim in zman shchiva because the koveh for kriyat shema is not yom v'layla, but rather zman shchiva and zman kima. So we'll stop here. We didn't do Rabbeinu Tam and the Pnei Yeshua. Maybe we'll just do that for tomorrow. I got a sense that I don't even want to finish the makaros. Anyways, we'll finish that and then we'll move on.